This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in. Zach Gelb in for Bill Ryder. It's Ryder Than You right here on CBS Sports Radio. We get you ready for Week 15 in the National Football League, and we get it started on Thursday Night Football tomorrow as it does conclude this week with the Chargers and Chiefs on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. And now let's head out to the hotline and be joined by someone with the NFL Network right now. Does a great job as an analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Willie McGinnis, the three-time Super Bowl champion, played linebacker for the Patriots and the Browns. Number 55 is kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Willie, a happy belated birthday, by the way, and how are you?
I'm doing well, Zach. Thank you, man. It was a pretty quiet, relaxing day, and we're moving on. We're moving on.
46. You still think you give the Patriots a few snaps if Belichick called you?
I wish, man. I think I can get in shape and do it for what they're paying these outside rushers and backers these days. I think I can muster something up.
Did you get any gifts, any interest in phone calls, texts? How was the phone the other day?
It was good, man. The phone was actually off the hook. This was more than any other time in the last 10 years I can remember, man. A lot of teammates, coaches, friends, family members, a lot of people reached out. So it's good, man, that people remember. I'm terrible with dates and everything.
I'm the same way.
And a lot of times I got to put stuff in the calendar, but had a lot of people reach out, man. Feels good.
Well, glad you enjoyed your day. We're talking to Willie McGinnis right now on CBS Sports Radio. When you look back at that final play up against the Dolphins, just how do you break it down? And if Belichick could do it over again, how do you think he would approach that one?
Well, I think the personnel would have probably been a little bit different, and it was just a poorly executed play. And watching the play over and over again, it should have never got to Gronk, you know, on the back end trying to make a tackle to save the game. You know, they were too far to throw a Hail Mary, so you knew it was going to be some type of hook and lateral. And guys missed a few tackles on the play. You know, you got to finish strong. You got to execute. It's not going to be perfect because of, you know, what type of play that was being ran. But with 7 seconds left in the go, you kind of assume you're going to win those type of games.
And you got a big matchup coming up on Sunday between the Pats and the Steelers. And we usually know how this rivalry usually does play out. But the Patriots, they don't want to be losing two in a row, especially as they look to eye in and lock in on that bye. And then the Steelers, man, they have the Patriots, and they're at the Saints, and then they play the Bengals. This could be a team that, if they lose these next two, they can miss the postseason, Willie.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, and they're fighting with Baltimore in the division to see who's going to get that seed right now. The Steelers are the fourth seed. The Ravens are the sixth. But if the Ravens win and they lose, they can drop down to the sixth. There's a lot of different scenarios. There's a lot of football to play. But, you know, as you know, you talk about their schedules, a lot of these teams are in control of what they're going to do or where they're going to be going forward. So, you know, week 14 going into this week, you want to eliminate mistakes. You want to play better. You want to execute better. And you want to start playing playoff football because that's what the last quarter of the season really is. It's playoff football, and the teams that are playing that way start to separate themselves and start to gain momentum going into the playoffs. If you're not, those are the teams usually that fall and miss the playoffs because they're not playing the way they need to play.
And you know how quickly this league does change, and we've seen that over the last few weeks. Dallas looked dead a few weeks ago. The Ravens weren't in a good spot at 4-5. The Cowboys make the big trade for Amari Cooper, and then with the Ravens, it's been the Lamar Jackson story. Just touch on the Cowboys and the Ravens a little bit more right now, especially what you've seen out of Lamar Jackson.
Well, I'll start off with Lamar Jackson. I think he's done a great job. They've been playing, you know, ugly football. To say the least, that means they're running the ball, they're being physical, not really throwing the ball down the field, but they really haven't had to. The read option, zone reads, you got to account for him, you know, for him in the box. They've been playing great defense, a stingy defense, getting after the quarterback, not giving up big plays. And that has been the formula, you know, thus far for them. As far as the Cowboys, man, I was really excited about them 4 or 5 weeks ago, a lot of people were giving up. I really didn't. I knew they were in a winnable division. But the key ingredient has been volume touches for Zeke Elliott. If he has volume touches, which was 29 or more, he had 40 last week, and over 140 scrimmage yards, this team is undefeated, and this offense plays so much better. A lot of people talk about Amari Cooper, and he's been a great addition. He's made some explosive plays. He's been able to win the one-on-one battle, and now defenses, you know, they have to roll coverage and double-team him, and that opens up things for Beasley and Gallup. But the reason why this offense moves as smooth as it moves is because of Zeke getting volume touches and, you know, Dak taking care of the ball and involving himself, you know, in the run game as well. So as long as they can do that offensively, they give themselves an opportunity. And then if they score, they're ahead of teams. This defense, man, they've just been playing lights out. Mm-hmm. Athletic, aggressive, you know, getting to the ball, all those things.
With the Cowboys taking down the Saints and then the Bears taking down the Rams, do you look at the Bears and the Cowboys as Super Bowl contenders, or you're not sure if they can make it to the Super Bowl yet?
I'm not ready to say that yet. You know, I think they've been playing great, and do they have the makeup? Yeah, you can run the ball. You can play great defense, take the ball away. You know, you got quarterbacks that can throw the ball in certain situations to move the ball. You got to be able, you know, you got to win the turnover battle, of course. And saying that, and in this type of weather, you gotta play great on special teams. So they got the makeup. I'm just not ready to thrust any team. I mean, there's a lot of football left. There's injuries. There's a lot of things to account for that take place. Players coming back, teams losing important players to change, you know, what they do within the system. So we'll see. The key here, the key ingredient for both teams and all the teams, if they want to go far, is to be consistent. You know, just be consistent and play smart football.
William McGinnis here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Two more for number 55, who's kind enough to join us right now. With the Minnesota Vikings, this is a team that many people thought was going to be in the Super Bowl mix this year, especially with having Case Keenum last year to get Kirk Cousins in the offseason. So we thought they upgraded the quarterback position. Now they fired John DeFilippo earlier in the week, their offensive coordinator. How did the Vikings get this right? I don't expect them to turn it around this year, but for next year, how do they go out and fix this thing?
You know, they got to regroup, and a lot of people had high expectations for a team, you know, that can come in and play great defense and do a lot of things defensively. And then they had, of course, Thielen and Diggs on the outside with Rudolph and Cook and signing Cousins. People, like you mentioned, said that this was the missing piece, and this is all they pretty much needed to take that next step, which would be the Super Bowl. But I would just say just underperformance, you know, not playing up into their potential defensively all the way around, you know, a little inconsistencies here and there. And in that division and in the NFC for that matter, you can't play that way. You can't let teams come in and you're supposed to beat. I know it's a competitive league, but there's certain teams that, you know, Minnesota plays that you say, hey, they're supposed to go in and win and play at a certain level. And they just haven't been able to do that and pull it all together at once. And I know the quarterback position will get criticized because of what he's making and the big deal in the offseason. And he does, you know, the expectations are there. He does have to play at a certain level. Sometimes he does have to put the team on his back in crucial situations and win drives and make certain throws and be able to execute, you know, but hasn't happened. So it's unfortunate for them because they're a better team than that. But until they go out and show it, you know, their record is, you know, it is what it is, and that's who they are.
Another team that had big expectations, Willie, going into this year, and a lot of people were saying they could repeat as Super Bowl champions, were the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs. And it's been a real disappointing year for Philly. Carson Wentz has not played his best coming off the ACL injury, but this team just does not have a signature moment, a signature win. They just look so far away from everything that went right a year ago to the team that we're seeing now. When you look at the Eagles, what do you pinpoint their struggles to and their failures to, and how quickly do you think they could turn it around? And we get the news that Carson Wentz is not expected to play this week, but either way, this was a team that going into the season, there wasn't only a lot of noise about them, but a lot of noise coming from them with Lane Johnson taking a few shots at the Patriots with the whole fun remarks and the many people in the organization after the Super Bowl victory in February saying, hey, this is the new norm, and they expect this consistently in Philadelphia, and we haven't seen that this year with the Eagles.
Yeah, well, maybe they had a little bit too much fun in the offseason, you know, and that wasn't the entire team, but that was a couple people, players talking about having fun. The toughest thing, Zach, to do is to come back after winning a Super Bowl and putting everything in their rearview mirror and coming out and executing and playing at a certain level with the target on your back. And this team has been decimated by injuries, but so, you know, they were last year. They won a Super Bowl without a lot of key starters, including the quarterback position. So you can't really use that as an excuse. All those guys are professionals. They get paid, but it's not the same team. It's not the same team defensively. You know, taking the injuries into account, haven't played on the same level, even up front. The front seven hasn't played consistently great football, which they did last year, which we expected them to do this year. Offensively, they don't run the ball consistently over the past 14 weeks, just haven't done it. And I know it's been there have been juggling running backs and different things of that nature, but still, at the end of the day, you got a job, you got an assignment, you got opportunity, you got to go out and perform. And Wentz, you know, he's been up and down, you know. We haven't seen that consistent big plays, ability down the field. They dominated third downs last year, not so much this year. And there's really nothing special, you know, about what they've done. So when you're the Super Bowl defending champ, you got the target on your back, and you're talking about being the underdog coming into the season, trying to build yourself for another run at it, there's a lot of pressure. And there's a lot of expectations, and they just haven't performed.
Well, after Super Bowl 36, you guys then missed the postseason the following year.
Yep.
You almost made it. In that offseason, how did you guys refocus and turn that around?
Well, it was embarrassing for us. You know, a lot of guys in our locker room took a long look in the mirror, and we knew that we were a better team than that. Maybe we did ride the Super Bowl wave a little too long in the offseason. It's already short because you're playing in the February, so other teams that have more rest and start to prepare before you do. And if you're riding that Super Bowl wave, it's going to go deeper into the offseason, you know, almost until where camp starts. So maybe we did that. Maybe we expected to just get back and it would be easy. Maybe we underestimated, you know, the league and the competition we'll be facing. And we didn't put forth the best effort in preparing ourselves and getting ready to go. And it happens. That's why they call it the Super Bowl slump, so, or hangover. So, you know, now they've learned. They still got a really good team, got to get healthy, and got to put things back in perspective. What type of team are you going to be? Are you going to be a team that is inconsistent, or are you going to be a team that can dominate and be the team that, you know, is the reason why you won a Super Bowl a year ago?
Willie, I know you got to run, but I always appreciate you making some time for us. Best of luck, and once again, a happy belated. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.